Today on The Funny Thing About Parenting, you will hear two dads' perspectives on what it's like raising boys versus raising girls. I have three girls, along with a son. My friend Landon joins me, who is a boy dad of three, and we're swapping stories. So thanks for listening. Hope you enjoy today's podcast. And now it is time for The Funny Thing About Parenting. Hello, my friend. Welcome to The Funny Thing About Parenting. This is TJ. Melissa is not with us today. She's taking a little break because the one, the only, Landon is with me today.
What an intro.
My bestest of friends.
Are you serious?
My neighbor.
I don't think you should have led with Melissa being gone. You might have lost some listeners right off the bat.
Oh, nuts. You're absolutely right. People tell me all the time. They're here for Melissa.
I will do my best to replace her today, but I will fail. But I'll do my best.
That's all that we can ask.
My anxiety just shot up too because I set my drink down on this wooden table next to me without a coaster. But I see that your drink also does not have a coaster. Is that okay?
That's the difference between a firstborn and a middle child.
I am a firstborn.
Did you intentionally dive into birth order?
No.
Within the first minute?
This is not a birth order bit. You made it a birth order bit.
I make everything a birth order bit.
You sure? Firstborn's
like a coaster. You have anxiety because you don't want to see that little ring.
I don't want to leave a ring. But you're saying it's okay.
Absolutely, it's okay. Anything goes in this household. Which leads me into, before we get into the episode, what kind of an introduction do you require when you come onto a podcast like this?
Oh, myself?
Yeah, how can I introduce you properly? Well, Landon and I have been friends for a very long time. Is that true?
No.
A decade?
Yeah. I think we became best friends like 4 years ago.
Okay.
And people can't get us apart now.
There is no separating us.
Joke's on them.
Joke's on them. We've worked together. We stopped working together. Then we worked together again. We host...
Oh, that's right.
Very fun podcast that I promote quite often on this one.
We found out that we both enjoy Walt Disney World. So we have a podcast called Disney World is Awesome.
And it's me and you and one other neighbor, Matt, who lives next door to me. And we have a great time talking about Disney World.
Our kids are friends. Our wives are friends. We watched the Super Bowl together.
Can we talk about that quickly?
Yeah.
So last night you guys came over. Okay, so we have four kids. We have one boy, three girls. Landon, you and Ange have three boys.
Three boys.
Ages
10, 8, and 2.
Beautiful. Well, you guys came over yesterday for a little Super Bowl gathering. And it's a Super Bowl. So you got to load up the counter with food and snacks. So we had pizza, we had cookies,
and it was just our two families, but it looked like a spread that should cater to...
We could have hosted the whole neighborhood.
Yeah.
But we didn't, which led to you and I sort of accidentally swapping identical stories this morning.
We went and did some work this morning at a coffee shop, and I led with... Don't let this story alarm you, or at least the start of it.
And I'm so happy you said that because you didn't know, but I had a story too that I was afraid was going to alarm you.
Were you going to tell me if I didn't tell you?
That's a good question. That's a great question.
I said to him last night as bedtime started after the party, my oldest was, what's a good word to use? Vomiting.
Regurgitating food.
Yes. Mostly of the color red. We did some investigating and found out that we may have failed in the parenting category of food consumption.
It was a red dye 40 party that we had.
Yeah.
Is Because your wife just started spitting out these terms, red dye 40, which I'm like,
we started Googling. What doesn't what have is that?
I'll have, yeah.
They said Doritos has it.
Doritos has
and,
it.
And I mean, any licorice. Cereal or. We had a licorice spread last night.
Licorice spread.
Which my oldest dove into what we came to find out over a dozen times without our knowledge.
Right. Snuck a few extras.
Yeah.
As he should. He's a kid.
So he threw up a couple times last night. And we kind of looked at him like, I hope you're learning your lesson. This is like the lesson that you learn in college when right. it comes to adult beverages. You're right. Like, you don't know your limit until you have that moment where you're in the bathroom. What did I do to
Here's
myself?
An 8-year-old boy who had his choice of Red Vines, Twizzlers, Crush Soda Pop, Valentine's Frosted Cookies. Yeah. Among other things. I mean, we had pizza and we did have a tray of vegetables.
Yeah.
I had a few cucumbers.
Yeah, yep. Yeah.
A few. You were eating grapes like there was no tomorrow.
A good crunchy grape is my kryptonite. I just love a nice snap to it.
There's no way that those grapes had red dye 40 in
them. No. Maybe.
But anyway, so your kid was doing that last night between the hours of 1 a.m. and 3 a.m. Our child, as well, yesterday was the Super Bowl, we're recording this early, our third-born, our 6-year-old, was doing the same exact thing, and we have red-stained carpet, and so not to get too descriptive here, but...
It got us. We got bit by the red dye.
The red dye 40 bug is going around, man. What part of you thought it was the stomach bug, and you're like...
Zero, because when we got home from your house, he started to be like, I ate too much. And we're like, yeah, we noticed you were at the kitchen counter a lot. And yeah.
It's a Super Bowl party, of course.
We let him stay home from school today because, you know, a night of regurgitating can do that to you. And then I found out your 6-year-old stayed home as well.
Same thing.
Wow.
Now, we for sure thought it was a stomach bug. And oh no, hopefully nobody else is going to get it. But... our stories are so identical that I think it must have been the overloaded amount of sugar, which I will say I grew up on this stuff, so I'm immune to, like, I can eat as much licorice as I want and I'm going to be fine.
I jokingly told TJ that I grew up on concentrated juice. Is that what they called it? Juice from concentrate.
We didn't call it that. That's now what we do.
I professionally could make a juice out of... like to put in the fridge. It was 3.5 scoops. You dump the frozen concentrate in and then follow it with 3 full scoops of water and then 1/2 scoop. That's how you made grape juice.
You don't have to tell me. The Kool-Aid man was my uncle. I perfected the Kool-Aid.
You got a gift at Christmas time from the Kool-Aid man. That's how often you just indulged with it.
Just a sack of red dye 40 powder. You throw a few ice cubes in there. So that was a lot of fun. The quote of the night came from your middle child. We're about halfway through the game. He had been pounding snacks.
Yeah.
And he did like the old man grabs his stomach and he kind of like fell on the couch. And as he was falling on the couch, he said, I got to shut it down.
Until dessert.
Until dessert, he said.
With a licorice in his hand.
That was the dessert. So great. So today, here's what we're going to do, Landon.
We've done
a little bit of preparation. But I told you, I said, all right, so we do have a son, but we have with 3 daughters in this house. This is very much a girl house. I'm very much a girl dad.
Yeah.
And you are 100% boy dad.
100%.
In fact, your Instagram handle, is it boy dad?
I think so.
Boy dad Landon?
I didn't know what to... It used to be Coop and Pax because my sons were Cooper and Paxton. And then I had a third. And that it wasn't like, congratulations, you had another child. It was, what are you going to do with your Instagram handle?
From your friends?
Yeah.
You were in a predicament. So you went boy dad. So here's what we're going to do. This is a raising boys versus raising girls. We're going to try to stump each other.
Yeah.
I bet you never kind of a thing.
if you you will relate to a few of these simply because your oldest is a boy, but I'm hoping that I came up with a few where you're like, you don't say.
Oh, I like that. What is the guest of the podcast? Why don't you?
Thank you.
Why don't you kick it off? We're gonna go every other.
You want to go ping pong? Okay. All right. My first one, being a boy dad, playtime is constant movement. And here's, I tried to get in the headspace of your situation and think, I could picture being a girl dad having the option to sit and play a lot, whether it be with dolls or I don't know. What do you do as a girl dad? But with boys, there's no activity that requires sitting or sitting on the floor. They're never interested in a board game or such. It's always like, what ball can I throw at you or run and tag you or wrestle?
Yeah, in fact, if you I'm assuming if you're sitting down, you're even playing catch. That lasts about 2 minutes until you need to move on to the next thing.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Tell me.
You nailed it. So if being a boy dad is more about the movement during playtime,
yep.
Being a girl dad is more about the character. Mm. You always need to be in character. So you're absolutely 100% correct. I can sit right here. We're looking at a stool in front of a little toy. What do you call this? Like a makeup vanity thing?
Yeah, I couldn't tell you.
I don't even know what that's called. Oftentimes, we'll
can play. I give a live update of what's happening on your porch right now?
Oh, yeah, please do.
Your front door, it looks like some sort of shipped delivery is happening. You have three Target bags outside. I see some sort of popcorn coming out the top and dark chocolate.
Ooh,
score for you.
That's Melissa's crutch, dark chocolate.
Okay.
Is she still here? Should we get the shipped delivery gal on the podcast?
Yeah, she would be confused. More because why two middle-aged men are sitting. What time is it? It's 1 o'clock on a Monday.
This is great. Anyway, what I was saying was we play salon, and I have to get into character as my daughters dress my hair up and do my hair. But the nice thing is I can sit there for 15 minutes if I, you know, really feel the character that I'm in.
Yeah, I don't know that. That's all right. That's great.
All right. That's a good start. Nice. That's how we're playing this game. Okay. All right, it's my turn. I bet you never, this is how I phrased all of mine. I bet you never have dance shows in your living room.
No. We've had dance parties, but never a show.
Dance party. Do those normally take place at the end of a movie, by any chance?
No.
Oh.
But I could see how that could happen. The credit song is usually inspiring.
Right.
Is that what starts it for you?
Well, no. So our girls are very much into dance. So oftentimes, a Monday night, tonight, we might have an hour and a half where I'm sitting in my living room.
More sitting, the
girl,
by the way.
More sitting, which nice. I'm grateful for. You know, we're almost 40. And the girls are cycling through different songs, improvising dances, and I get to clap after each one.
Okay.
It's a wonderful activity. In the summer, they get their friends, and they go into my garage, and I sit in a lawn chair on the driveway, and the garage is their stage.
Oh, okay.
Garage door opens, their song begins.
Oh,
that's I'm drinking fun. A sparkling water and enjoying life.
Cool.
Dance parties in your house.
Yeah, and they're usually spurred on by myself. Maybe I didn't move much that day, and I thought, I'm going to find a way to burn 40 calories and call that good.
Your boys are pretty good dancers. Last night, Pax, he did the boneless dance, which
that's
is like...
That's nice of you to say that.
Shake my body is...
As jello-y as possible.
Exactly. He was gumbo.
Gumby is what you were going for. Gumbo is a soup. Okay. The second one I have, being a boy dad, wanting to watch movies they aren't allowed to watch. I could see being a girl dad
There's none of that.
Yeah, it's like
none
of that. All princess cartoons, whatever. My boys are starting to push again. 10-year-old, 8-year-old. The 8-year-old, being the middle child, is already getting to do what the 10-year-old does because they're kind of a package deal at this point.
Right.
But they'll maybe see a trailer or hear from friends at school that this movie is awesome. We're getting close to like the Marvel Avengers type good age for that. They're not quite ready for that stuff. So I have to say we got to give it a couple more years to them on that. And that was something that I thought, probably being a girl dad, you don't run into as much.
No, the edgiest movie that they have any desire to watch is High School Musical. Mm. We'll take that. Zac Efron, yeah. Clean. Ashley Tisdale.
Tisdale.
Thank you. Good one. That was a good one.
I believe her character name was Sharpay.
She's sassy. She is super.
Now, if listeners are doing the math, they're probably figuring out, wait a sec, High School Musical came out when you guys were like in college. You should not know that. Well, I know it.
Well, I know it. And maybe you know because you watched it. I didn't watch it in college. My first time seeing any of the High School Musicals has been over the last year.
Uh-oh.
But sure. You, not so
much. I watched them in college.
Yeah. Well, I don't blame you. It's good stuff. Okay, how about this one? I bet you never watch your kids change outfits 3 times before school starts.
Yeah, no.
There's a lot of trying things on in our house.
Wow.
Yeah. Is it? I think it's a girl thing.
Yeah, I think so. For comfort or looks or both?
A little bit of both. Sometimes Tenley will come down and something that she's like proud of that kind of looks fashionable. And it's just kind of a mixture of different clothes, different layers. And then 10 minutes later, she'll have a sweatshirt on.
Oh, wow.
Because it just wasn't comfortable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you ever had that stereotypical, is that a word that I just said?
Yep.
Moment where you're like, you're not leaving with that outfit on, young lady.
There have been a couple of times because crop tops are all the rage right now. Mm. And they are in dance. So they are used to being around in a class where they're just wearing like their dance costumes or dance outfits, and that's their bellies are showing. They know that they can't wear anything that shows their bellies to school because it's the rule.
Sure.
Both our house and the school rule. I'm glad we all agree on that.
Yeah. Okay. So far we're doing it. I've said things and you've said things. All right. My next one is keeping up with stupid phrases and sayings.
Yeah, I like that.
This happened last night.
So my answer to that, as a girl dad, absolutely not. That's not a thing.
Okay,
but good. Because I have the 10-year-old son.
Yeah, you're like, oh yeah.
I am in that world. Take us there.
What were they saying last night?
Well, there's a lot of...
Cap something.
Yeah.
That's so cap.
That's cap.
That means like
That's a lie.
That's a lie.
That's fake. That's not true. That's so cap. So that's okay. I'll say something like, I'm really good at Madden. And my son will say, that's cap. Because he whoops me all the time. There's a lot of bro comments. A
lot of bro, which I feel like we went through a bro stage.
Bro.
Bro. The one I do not like is sweaty.
I don't like that much recently.
Oh, that's sweaty, which I think means like cool. Looking.
I think so. I think that originated on Fortnite. If you were a sweat, you were good.
Oh, okay.
But maybe it goes beyond that.
I don't like this stage because I probably would have been... I feel like when we were that age, the phrase sweet came along. Like, oh, that's sweet.
That's sweet.
And that to me sounds so normal now. We're all saying it. Oh, that's sweet.
At the time, do you think our dads were looking at us
so.
Like...
I almost think so.
You little punks.
Yeah, quit saying that word. Sweet.
I remember tight being like, that's cool.
That's tight.
Oh, that's so tight.
That's tight.
That's tight.
That's right.
Meanwhile, what would have been our dad's words back in like the 70s?
Stumbling.
Never heard
That's stumbling.
That's rad. Nah, Rad was probably like a late 80s.
Oh, I thought you were asking me to make one up. You're actually looking for one.
Stumbling. You just made stumbling up. You really sold it.
All right, give me another one.
That's a good one. I bet you don't know every lyric to Frozen and Frozen 2.
Mm. We are a Disney family, but yeah. I do not know every lyric.
We were just singing Aladdin, you and I.
Yeah.
But
Frozen,
Frozen's a whole nother story. Now, I happen to love Frozen, luckily.
I love the first Frozen, and I do enjoy some of the music in Frozen 2. Did not like the plot line of Frozen 2, if you really, really? Want my opinion. You lost me there.
Wow.
Breaking news, Frozen 3 is being made. What's your thoughts about that?
No. Yeah. I'm not surprised. I'm surprised I didn't know about
that. Yeah. Yep.
Was this a mousetrap news
thing? No, this is real. Okay. You'll have to come over to Disney World is Awesome to hear the rest of that. So okay. I don't want that to spill over into this
period. Well, I'm very excited about that.
I do not know. No. No. I don't think Let It Go. I don't think I could sing Let It Go word for word.
Okay.
Which shows you that I'm not strong in what category you're presenting.
Frozen 2 is the music is even better.
What's the big song in Frozen 2?
Even better. Well, it's Into the Unknown.
Into the Unknown,
but
yes.
Across the board, Frozen 2, just hit after hit. All right.
Good one.
What else you got?
You mentioned Fortnite. As a boy dad, and probably not as a girl dad, you're not constantly asked to purchase something for $3.99 or $8.99 on a device.
It's absolutely true. It's
killing me to... Well, no, it's easy to say no, but it kills me to hear them say this is the last thing I'll ask for because this is all I need to like complete. And it could be an iPad game or Fortnite.
Does part of you want to say yes because you know if you go to Quick Trip, you're going to spend $3.99 on a hot dog or something?
These companies or marketers or whoever they are, they're genius because they market at a price where it's like, well, that's really not that. I mean, $3.99. But then I recently was explaining, but boys, like $3.99 added up 16 times because I feel like this is the 16th time you've come up and woke me from my nap to ask me for this.
You take naps?
On Sundays, I do. I take naps. And I had to say this past Sunday, if I get
If I wake up
and you're holding an iPad
saying,
hey, Dad, I know what's coming next. I will be not happy.
You really are an old man. Here, just yesterday, my son, what's nice here is our boys get these PlayStation gift cards or V-Bucks as birthday presents.
Yeah.
So just yesterday, Teddy loaded... I think he had a $20 PlayStation gift card. He finally loaded it. He goes in and out of playing Fortnite. He's back in it currently. Okay. He says, Dad, I'm gonna buy this pack, whatever the pack is.
With a skin.
It's $19.99. Okay. That I'm gonna get two skins and I'm gonna get all this stuff.
The skin thing kills me. Can we not call it something out? Like outfit.
Right.
For those who don't know what a skin is, how would you explain it? It's just a different character,
it's your
right?
avatar. It's your character.
Dad, the skin is $16. It's the best skin ever.
I kind of cringe a little bit every time I hear that. You're right. But anyway, so he loads this up and tax is applied. Uh-oh. He's 64 cents short of being able to get this pack that he really wants.
Oh, no.
Did I...
I hope
give him
so.
64
yeah,
cents?
I hope so.
Or did I not?
No, you did.
I did not.
What?
I didn't want to go through the whole, what's my login and my phone?
That is the worst.
Transfer money. I didn't want to go through that. And I said, I'm sorry, you'll have to buy something cheaper. So he did.
Wow, good for you.
Yeah.
Great parenting by you right there.
Was it? Or was it just laziness?
Both. I hate logging into all that stuff.
Next one for you. I think we got a couple more each. I bet you don't have glitter eternally stuck to your couch.
That's so cliche.
You don't have shiny furniture.
I don't have any glitter in the house.
I'm not mad about it, but we have a lot of glitter.
What's that coming from? Like art projects or like clothing?
Clothing.
Oh.
Yeah, mostly from like the Disney princess dresses.
Sure. Yeah, no glitter.
No glitter. But what do you have stuck to your furniture?
For sure, gum and boogers. Which, let's just hop into that one. That was my seventh one.
Okay.
Finding, quote unquote, discoveries. Which would be like a booger spot in the bunk bed, or like a place where they've been stashing Kleenexes for days upon, or my favorite, the fruit snack or Cheez-It bags that get put in between the cushions during their like screen time in the basement.
Sure.
Does that happen with girls?
Yeah, it does.
See, that was the one I wasn't quite sure.
It does. Yep. Not all of them, but our second born, Tenley, she definitely leaves her marks around the house. We'll just put it that way.
Sure.
In more ways than one.
Yep. I told you I there was one that I wasn't quite sure about, and that was it.
That was it.
That's a kid problem.
Let's see. I've got a couple more. I'll give you one more though. I'll give you got one it. More. I bet you don't hear ear piercing screams every day.
I do not.
And I say this with love.
Yeah. I have a nephew. He is 4 or 5. Bless his heart. He does put out an intense scream. And every time I think, if my boys did that, I would lock them in some place.
You know what? This is, I'm convinced my blood pressure kind of gets elevated at times because of the screaming. I've learned my tolerance for screaming is low.
What kind of screaming is it?
We're talking
like happy, sad, scared, mad.
Usually it's mad.
Oh, mad.
It's mad screaming. Yeah. We're trying to teach our girls how to de-escalate when there's a conflict. They haven't quite figured that one out yet. What do your boys do when they get mad at each other? I mean, I had a brother growing up.
Yeah, and that was one I didn't include because I thought usually the oldest will physically go at it. But that's just like, right, any brothers, siblings, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, punches will be thrown.
I think the fighting, though, so the boy fighting versus the girl fighting, it's different. It's different. I think the intensity is still high on both ends. But on my end, it's high-pitched screams and slapping.
Sure.
On your side, it's probably more tackling.
Tackling, some cheap kicks thrown in. One of those.
I used to like you kick and then you run the opposite direction.
Yeah, the younger one usually gets put on his back, but then he's got his feet to defend him. It's like some animal that you learn about in science class that's their defense mechanism.
Oh, yeah.
Like, don't you dare knock them on their back, because then they get stronger. One I put here, thinking as a dad, they will want to help you with projects.
Thinking as a dad, they'll want. And that is that not the case with your boys? Or it is?
No. Like, as a boy dad, and if I'm out in the garage or doing something in the yard, I think my, like, just...
They'd love to be a part of
they'll
this.
They'll love to come grab a shovel. Not the case. Do you ever have that as a girl dad where you think they should be here right now, but they're not?
I don't think so. I never have that thought. No.
So far, I hope someday this...
I would never put my girls to work.
No, never. No, clearly I am not either.
I'm trying to... It happens all the time where one of my daughters will come up and say, oh, I want to help you with that.
Oh, sure.
And it's one of those things where I'm like, I don't want you to do this. Like, I have one shot to get this right, and if I let my daughter do it, it's toast.
Yeah.
I don't know what that would be, though. I want to help you with that. But yeah, that happens a little bit.
One other one. Do you have any left? I have one more.
Go ahead.
Do you have... I also have this in quotes. You cannot do that at the table. And it usually involves some sort of sound making where like if you need to do that again, remove yourself.
No, which we don't really have that.
Oh, okay. So this is a boy. I mean, I could see girls, like funny girls doing this, but the boys for sure. There's no farting at the table. But almost it makes it worse when
like a child laughing when you just say that word.
When they go to another room and do it and you can still hear it. It like doubles the laughter. Yeah. Or if they like they'll just sprint away to do it and then sprint back. And it's like, that's defeating the purpose. You're bringing back the smell.
Dusting the crops along the way.
Like, leave the room for a minute. Like, just excuse yourselves. Or don't announce to the table what you're about to go do.
Sure.
Which they do often as well.
Well, it's nice that you've trained your boys to at least attempt to leave.
Well, no. They're not trained.
Huh.
My poor wife. She's at a table with four boys.
Yeah.
And we all think it's hilarious.
Oh.
I try to enforce it, but usually it makes me giggle.
Honestly, I would have a hard time not encouraging it.
Yeah.
It just as a funny, but you can't, I mean.
We're trying to be respectful to the queen.
There you go.
Of the home.
There you go. Yeah, usually I don't have to say, usually I have to say at the dinner table things like volume.
Oh, sure. Volume. Sure. Bring it.
It just gets a little loud. Yeah. Volume. Yeah. Or sit down. You got to sit.
Oh.
My kids like to stand and eat.
Like on their chairs or just stand?
They like to stand next to their chairs.
Oh, funny.
Yeah. I can't quite relate. Cool.
Well, that was it. Boy versus girl dads.
Boys versus girl dads. The experts on girl houses and boy houses. What'll be interesting is, we should do this episode again in like 8 years when our kids are late into their teen years.
Yeah. That'll be different stories, both good and bad. Well, we're done having kids. I mean, you have a boy. Is there something that you will, like, I will always be sad that I won't get to walk my daughter down the aisle.
Oh boy.
That makes me sad because I will not. Is there something, again, you have a boy, is there something that comes to mind where you're like, I'm sad
that. Oh, I'm sad that, see, I see boys as enemies.
Yeah.
Boys are bad.
Yeah.
That's the narrative that I'm trying to form in our house. Boys, no, I'm just kidding. But, yeah, I don't want my daughter's last names to change.
Oh, sure.
When you think about that. Yeah, I don't know. I don't want my daughters to have to give birth to children.
Wait, are you crying? He's crying. I'm
not.
Wow.
I don't know.
Well, thanks for having...
You know what we talk about a lot?
What?
And Melissa openly, I don't know, boy dad over here, you might have to close your ears, put your hands over yours. She often talks to our girls about what happens with their bodies as they move into these.
Sure.
Because girls,
you have to.
I have to break it to you, Landon.
What is it different?
They have to deal with some things.
Oh my goodness! I don't even know what you're talking about.
And so all the time, Melissa's like, I do not know what life is going to be like when these girls start getting their periods, and I just nod. I nod and I walk away.
Yeah. What do you say?
Nothing. I leave.
It is almost awkwardly. It's a blessing that your oldest is the boy and he will be out of the house first. It's like you're giving him a little head start to get away.
You're like, Teddy, are you looking for a roommate? Can I go to college with
you?
Hey,
do you and the boys need a ride along tonight?
Yeah, right.
Oh, Dad.
That's fun.
Dad will be home on Sunday for lunch.
Landon, thanks for joining me.
Wow, this was fun.
What a deal.
For those firstborns wondering, I don't think a ring has formed underneath my cup.
Not enough condensation. Science rules. Landon, pleasure. Thanks for joining.
Thanks, everybody.
If you miss Melissa, don't sweat it. I'm sure she'll be back next week. And if she's not, we'll come up with a good excuse why. But thanks for joining us for the funny thing about parenting. Hope you have a great week, and we'll see you next time.